Now, there's a couple of other things running around I want to address as good ways to lose money, and then we'll wrap this up. Number one is a recent study published in USA Today, done by the Securities and Exchange Commission, tells us that 70 to 90% of day traders are losing money. A day trader is a person buying and selling stocks given in a one-day period of time, jumping in and out of the stock market. If you're playing stocks as a day trader, you are losing your tail. Wake up. You're a gambling addict, okay? You are losing money, guys. Get out of there. I had a lady call me a few weeks ago on the radio. Her husband had lost in the last 9 months $650,000 day trading. The last $125,000 of that he lost, he had put on credit cards. The guy running the engineering in my radio booth in there cues in on the intercom and says, "At what point during this process does he realize this isn't working?" You know? Whoa! 650 grand before he woke up and his wife's leaving him. She's gone. She bailed, is what she told us that day on the air. Okay? Don't get caught up in that stuff. You're going to lose your tail end. There's another really good way to lose some money, and it's a thing called viaticals. Stay away from viaticals. Viaticals are where you buy a position, the beneficiary's position, where you would receive the money from a life insurance policy on someone who is terminally ill. Take someone who has cancer or AIDS and has a life insurance policy. They want some of their money while they're alive. They will sell a $100,000 beneficiary position for maybe $60,000 to a company. That company would sell it to you for maybe $65,000. When that person dies, you're supposed to get $100,000. Problem with this is the securities commissioner says that there are 38 states where the attorneys general are investigating scams now in this. And these things are awfully hard to predict. It's hard to tell when somebody's going to die, okay? Not only is this a little morbid, it's really stupid. Stay away from viaticals. Stay away from day trading. Stay away from commodities. I use mutual funds and paid for real estate to do all of my long-term investing.